And it's good morning, Dumalang, Kunjani, Esh, Sapilele, Kakuflewe, en een goeie morgen, en baie hartelijk welkom hierdie kant namens die hele klomp van ons. Morgen sê, Christus Jesus die Here het gesterwe vir ons sonde. The theme this morning, 5 words, Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died for our sins. Okay, I know you know it. I know jy's 'n ou draadloos kansel luisteraar. Jy het al 1010 keer gehoor. Maar hoe gaan het met jou siel? Hoe gaan het met jou? Christus Jesus die Here het gesterwe. My en jou sonde. Jesus died on that cross, Calvary, for our sins. What does it mean, says the Bible? What does it mean that Jesus died for our sins? Where in the Bible does it say God sent Jesus to die for our sins? Where does it say he died that painful death? Our sins deserved to be forgiven. Big words, isn't it? That Jesus died that painful death that our sins deserve. John 3 verse 17 says, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. John 3:17. By sacrificing himself on that cross, Jesus took the punishment for all our sins at once. There's an old song that sings, the Savior alone carried the cross. The Savior alone carried all of our sins on that cross. Calvary, Calvary. Now I'm going to play that old song just now. Calvary. We know it's on another tune. But Jesus died on Calvary because of my sins, sings the song. Iyo Calvary. Iyo Calvary, Iyo. Yeah? Jesus died on Calvary. Because of my sin. He paid for all my debts. And he paid the costs. For my sin. On the cross. At Calvary. Perhaps you are asking the question. And even if this is only meant for one soul somewhere in God's kingdom this morning. It's all because of God that says, I love you so. Perhaps somewhere there's someone just tuned in by the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone somewhere in God's world who just switched on the radio in the car at home or somewhere, or on live stream or the app, and never heard about radio pulpits. We often hear testimonies like that. And perhaps it's you. And now you hear the question, how did Jesus pay for my sins? Because last night, you know what happened. And that's why you're feeling so bad this morning. And you hope last night never happened, but it did. And that's why this morning you are feeling, perhaps you are feeling a bit babalas. Babalas. Hey, you don't know. And there, for some other reason, you just tuned in to Radio Pulpit right now. And you heard the question, how did Jesus pay for my sin? This is what you were seeking for. You know, in a certain sense, Jesus helps erase away your notion of what is possible and all your excuses. Jesus erased that notion in your heart. All your excuses. You want to turn away the radio this morning. You don't want to hear about Jesus and His grace. But you know, God has to abide by His own law. And the Bible says, from the beginning, God's law was that the penalty for sin is death. And in the Old Testament, the way was made whereby people could pay for their sins in a sin sense by the death, the blood sacrifice of an animal. But in the New Testament, in Jesus' grace, what does the Bible say about Jesus dying on that cross for you? 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, and He died for all. He gave His life for you, that you should not live unto yourself, but unto Him who died for you and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:15, your blanket to wrap around you. Because God is saying, you are the apple of my eye. You are the apple of my eye. I said it yesterday morning, Deuteronomy 32:10. And God found them in the wilderness, in an empty, windswept wasteland. He threw His arms around him, lavished attention on him, guarding him as the apple of His eye. So the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, telling you this morning, I can see you. I know all about you. I know what happened last night. I know what happened last year. I know what happened in your past. I know you are out in the wilderness. I know you are seeking. I know you are in an empty, windswept wasteland space. But you know what? Deuteronomy 32:10. I throw my arms around you right now, says God to you. I lavish my attention upon you, and I'm going to guard you as the apple of my eye. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:15 is the blanket of grace, because it says Jesus died for all, including you. And you should not live unto yourself, but unto Jesus who died for you and rose again. Jesus also died and rose again that you may have life. Not that empty wasteland space where you don't know where to go to. And why did Jesus pay it all? Because He was human. And without sin, He was able to take my sin and your sin and sacrifice Himself on the cross to pay for all our mistakes. And Jesus rose again, says the Bible, from the death, yeah. He died, and then He rose again. He became alive again. And because of Him, Jesus, you and I can be free from sin because Jesus paid it all. Therefore you and I can cast our burdens, all our burdens unto Jesus, all our burdens. I'm going to play a part of that song just now. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, lift Him higher, higher, higher. Therefore you and I can come to Jesus Christ, and even cast all our burdens unto Christ, and in praise lift Him higher, higher. You know, the quick answer to the question that Jesus died on the cross is to provide the way for you and me to receive forgiveness for our sins. May I quickly take you down the Bible line? Because the Bible provides many details regarding the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And as we study the Bible, we understand more and more of salvation and forgiveness when we say Jesus died for our sins. We are saying that he died because of our sins. Sin leads to death. Romans 6, verse 23. We heard it just now in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. The wilderness, that empty, windswept wasteland's space. Sin leads us into the wilderness, into that empty, windswept wasteland space. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. And then God comes, and he throws his arms around me. God lavishes his attention on me. And God guards me as the apple of his eye. Says Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. We are sinners consigned to death. And we have no way to stop sinning by ourselves. Then Jesus came into our world. And Jesus lived this perfect life, a perfect human life. So death had no hold on him. Yet, the Bible tells us in his grace, Jesus chose to die on my behalf, on your behalf. He took my punishment, your punishment on him. And as he died for our sins, says the Bible, as our substitute, he prayed that we would be forgiven. And since our penalty has already been paid, God will forgive all people who put their trust in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus' death means that you and I have access to God. Because John 14 verse says, where is it? John 14 verse 6, yes, where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the light and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. John 14 verse 7. And sin had separated me from God. Whatever the sin may be, at that moment of Christ Jesus' death on the cross, the veil in the temple separating the priests from the presence of God was ripped in two, says Mark chapter 15, verse 38. And Jesus' death means that the sacrifices of the Old Testament law are no longer needed. Oh, if people would just understand this, if people would just click it and make the decision, God will never force you, whoever you may be, whatever your sin may be this morning, doesn't mean that you are out of God's love. Deuteronomy 32 verse 10 says, he lavishes all his attention upon you. He wraps his arms around you. You are mine. You are mine. Jesus' death. And I know so many Christians listening this morning knows the story off by heart. But again I say, perhaps this morning's little message is just meant for one person somewhere in God's world. Perhaps someone, well, let's use Deuteronomy 32 verse 10's words. Someone who is in the wilderness, in an empty, windswept wasteland space this morning, because of sin. Whatever may happen, God saying, I'm calling you. Yeah, you. What's your name? My name is Johan. What's your name? Come on. What's your name? I can't hear you, but God can hear you. What is your name? Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord this morning. And whatever your sin may be, come to Jesus, just as you are. Galatians 3 verse 22 says, the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Come to Jesus. He paid for your sins on that cross. 1 Peter 3 verse 18 says, Christ also died for sins once and for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God. Jesus wants to take you to God this morning. And if you've never given your life in total to God, this is the moment. It's not me, it's not Radio Pulpit, nor Radio K Pulpit speaking to you. And you know what? This is why we exist as Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit. Not in the first place for all the other things we do. Not in the first place to motivate someone or to lift you up or whatever it may be. Not in the first place to edify you even. But in the first place, Radio Pulpit was called into existence by the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit way back. Over 40 years ago, Radio Pulpit was called into existence so that through the decades, so many people could use these microphones to tell the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever may believe in him will never perish, but will have everlasting life. And therefore this morning, whoever you may be, wherever you may be, Jesus died for your sin. Come to God. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and give yourself to God by the grace of Jesus. May the Holy Spirit move you from the space of wasteland to the grace land in Christ. Amen and amen.